The Disappearing Spoon, and other true tales of madness, love, and the history of the world from the Periodic Table of the Elements. By Sam Keen. Narrated by Sean Rennett. Copyright 2010 by Sam Keen. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Little Brown & Company, a division of Hachette Book Group, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Publisher's note. Should you wish to refer to the periodic table at any time, please visit our website at www.tantor.com, keyword Disappearing Spoon. Introduction. Mercury. As a child in the early 1980s, I tended to talk with things in my mouth. Food, dentist tubes, balloons that would fly away, whatever. And if no one else was around, I'd talk anyway. This habit led to my fascination with the periodic table the first time I was left alone with a thermometer under my tongue. I came down with strep throat something like a dozen times in the second and third grades, and for days on end it would hurt to swallow. I didn't mind staying home from school and medicating myself with vanilla ice cream and chocolate sauce. Being sick always gave me another chance to break an old-fashioned mercury thermometer, too. Lying there with the glass stick under my tongue, I would answer an imagined question out loud and the thermometer would slip from my mouth and shatter on the hardwood floor, the liquid mercury in the bulb scattering like ball bearings. A minute later, my mother would drop to the floor, despite her arthritic hip, and begin corralling the balls. Using a toothpick like a hockey stick, she'd brush the supple spheres toward one another until they almost touched. Suddenly, with a final nudge, one sphere would gulp the other.